There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. We're talking about state corruption. Sharon Rondo's with us. ThePostEmail.com. ThePostEmail.com. Sharon, there are four USA Prepares instructors who have been harassed. That's to say the absolute least. Some have been beat up. Some have been imprisoned by the Blue Plague and the men in black dresses. And let me just tell you a quick story about one that I heard over the weekend. One of our instructors, Tim Starks, and I were chatting at the Preppers and Patriots Expo in Mountain Home, Arkansas, over the weekend. He told me the story that he was in his truck and he was pulling four jet skis on his trailer. And it was dark. And the oncoming car had high beams on. So he flashed his high beams to say, "Hey, you got your high beams on." He was being polite. And the high beam stayed on, so he did it again. And the high beam stayed on, he did it a third time. And then just as this oncoming car approached Tim Starks' truck, the oncoming car turned down the high beams. Tim saw it was a Missouri Highway Patrol. Highway Patrol turns around, pulls over Tim Starks. License and registration. There's no problem with that. Then the Highway Patrolman wants to know if these jet skis are stolen. He says these are stolen. And that's like proof that they're not stolen. So, you know, innocent until proven guilty? No. It's you're guilty until you prove you're not guilty, right? So the Highway Patrol guy demands the titles to the jet skis. Now, let me ask you, how many of you carry the title around with property that you have? Do you carry the title for your vehicle, in your vehicle? Would you carry the title for your boat, in your boat? Would you carry the title for your jet ski or your trailer with you? Well, that's what this guy demanded. So Tim Starks says, you know, you're kidding, right? I'm paraphrasing. And the Missouri Highway Patrol man doesn't give up. So Tim says, I'm going to record this. And the cop pulls a gun on Tim Starks and says, "If you record this, I will shoot you." Now, Tim wants to know who this thug was. And he's been stonewalled by the Missouri Highway Patrol. That guy, that Missouri Highway Patrolman, whoever he is, needs to be fired. That's step number one. Step number two is his sergeant needs to be fired. All the way up to the head of the Missouri Highway Patrol. They all need to be fired. Now, why would I say that? Because this is a culture. This is a culture that is out of control. I've been stopped by the Missouri Highway Patrol. They were sniping with a radar gun, and they decided to pick me out. I was going uphill. Three cars are going downhill at night in the rain. Couldn't see a thing. And this guy is not out protecting and serving. He's out sniping. So I asked him why. What are you doing sniping? He said, it's policy. Really? It's policy. So this comes from above him. You will snipe. You will find a secret hiding place and you will snipe. Revenue needs to, you know, be increased. We need newer cars, more tasers, more machine guns, more fuel for the MRAPs, more sound cannons, more jails, prisons, more stuff. It's a business. Now, Joey Kyle, former sheriff of Christian County, Missouri, I know this guy. I know people who think he was wonderful, a great sheriff, because he claimed to be a constitutional sheriff. Well, he's going to the federal pen for a year and a day, and that's not enough. The FBI is investigating this guy because they're concerned about at least $444,000 in county spending that is suspicious. Joey Kyle has spent county money with a company that Joey Kyle owns. Joey Kyle has admitted to buying stuff, paying for stuff that was never delivered. For his own gain. Joey Kyle, constitutional sheriff, right? So one of our other instructors called me and he said, Vinny, how'd you know about Joey Kyle? How'd you know? And I told him, you know, I had these feelings, these beliefs, and so forth. And he said, Vinny, this guy has lived in Missouri all his life. One of our instructors. And he said, Vinny, when these guys get reelected, they become gun runners. And what he meant was, they steal property from we the villagers. They steal our guns, and they say, this is evidence. And they put it in the evidence room, and then that stuff disappears. A couple years later, it surfaces. You know, it gets sold privately at gun shows. Our property gets stolen and sold for profit by these corrupt politicians. Sharon, I submit to you that there is no one to call. You know, you get pulled over by one of these blue plague and you dial 911. Then they send a swarm of the blue plague. Now what are you going to do? How many people have been shot, murdered by the blue plague? Someone calls and says, my son has a problem. He's contemplating suicide. Would you come? I need your help. Please help me. The blue plague comes and kills their son just to keep everybody safe.
Yes, obviously, there is much, much more to this surveillance and militarized state than we the people have been aware of, as it's become a growing threat. And now I think a lot of us are aware of that threat. This didn't happen in a vacuum. I know a few months ago in Florida, the police went to the door and a boy had a Wii or something in his hand and he opened the door. They shot him dead. Now, apparently the deputy...
Sharon, when you talk about a Wii, you're talking about WII. You're talking about a game controller, right?
That's correct. Thank you. Yes, he had that in his hand. I don't know which hand. Perhaps his left, because he opened the door. They were looking for his father, who was on parole or something, and instead they thought he had something in his hand, and they shot him dead. He may have been 16. He was not far from graduation, but not graduated yet, and shot him dead.
It doesn't matter if he was 99. They shot him. Okay. Here's another story. One of our instructors, his name is Steve Engel. He lives in Hays City, Kansas. Steve Engel has been to our weekly meetups at the restaurant. He's been to my home. We've gone to the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Conventions together. I know this guy. So the doorbell rings at Steve Engel's home around after midnight on a weekend. Steve looks out the window, you know, sees it's not a bunch of children, you know, and it's the cops. So Steve has his 45. I've got my 45 right on my side right now. Okay, so Steve answers, and mine's cocked and locked, and I'm in the studio. Steve answers the door, looks out, or he goes to look out the window. He sees it's the cops, so he transfers his 45 from his right hand to his left hand. And he holds it by the muzzle, so it's pointing up. You can't shoot a 45 by holding it by the muzzle. Can't be done. He's holding it up. He opens the door with his right hand, and the cops put a gun in his face and tell him to drop the gun. Now, you've got to think about this. In this situation, if you had the cops pointing a gun at your face, inches away from your face, what are you going to do? I mean, if you think about it, if he makes the slightest move, he's going to get shot anyway, right? So he stands there, and the cops, to keep everybody safe, these two thugs, beat Steve Engel. They beat him right inside his house at the threshold of his door. They beat him up right there. Ends up in the hospital. Spends the next 3 days in jail. Now, Steve Engel is facing charges, assault on two police officers with a deadly weapon. Really? I would think it's the other way around. Two police officers assaulted him in his own home. He didn't call him. Nobody called him. That's Steve Engel. This nonsense has got to stop. So what do? They put Steve Engel, after he gets out of jail, and he's facing charges. He's going to court. He may end up in prison. But we're going to expose these thugs. The bottom line is then they put him under surveillance and they watch him. And they watch him. Why? Because Steve Engel has the audacity to challenge an ordinance that says he can't have geese on his property. He's got a couple geese. They're not attack geese. They're just geese. They're pets. They live in his backyard. I'm going to talk today. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about corruption. We're talking about state-sponsored corruption. Sharon Rondo's with us. She's the editor of thepostemail.com. Sharon, I just posted on the website, usapreparedness.com, a link. You know, the FBI is using airplanes to find out who we are, where we are, by our cell phones. I mean, we know that they've been tracking. It's just one more piece of evidence. They fly these small airplanes. We have these small planes circling our farm. We have drones in the neighborhood circling our farms. These guys are out of control. This is just one more piece that we're exposing today in Tipton County, Tennessee. Tennessee's our focus today. We're talking about Mike Parsons, and you want to talk about some of the I won't call it food, chemicals that they're serving the prisoners. Did we lose Sharon? Sharon, are you there? Well, let's see. Let's see if I'm even there. Yep, I'm there. And I don't have a return.
And that the cafeteria said, well, go ahead and serve it to them anyway. But they knew that the fish was already spoiled. I guess to save money, or for whatever reason, they just said, go ahead and serve it to the prisoners anyway. So I guess they don't care if they become ill. I also understand that Mike Parsons was out on a work detail, and somehow he was working with paint, and it irritated his skin terribly. And then they told him all in a hurry that he had to be shipped to a different prison because he had a hearing. He didn't know anything about what the hearing was going to entail. And they didn't even let him shower and change his clothes. He was in these clothes that had all this paint on them. He's also had a skin problem of late. I'm not quite sure how long this has gone on, but it's a skin irritation. And they tried to get him to take anti-cancer drugs when there's actually a natural remedy that would help this. And he said even the prison doctor had said, yes, I recommend that natural remedy to my patients on the outside, but I can't recommend it to you, and I can't get it to you. So those are at least three things that I've learned about just in relation to his case. But knowing that the paint caused an allergic reaction and then not allowing him to change clothes and get out of those clothes before he was shuffled over to a hearing back in Tipton County on these new trumped up charges of being in possession of firearms, they are just trying to destroy him. And during the break, I was thinking about the fact that I was told that the district attorney general has some skeletons in his closet. I mentioned Michael Donovan. And there's more investigating that I can do on that. But I understand that there are some things there that apparently people surmise and have a very strong speculation about. This is very, very bad stuff. And instead, they go after innocent people, and they try to ruin their lives and impoverish them and, as you said, eventually seize their property. We've seen this happen all throughout Tennessee because this is the state that the Post and Email has studied for so long. And I wanted to mention, too, that our reporting, yours and mine and Dennis's and anyone else who's calling in or listening and knows what we're talking about in regard to Tennessee, has been recently backed up by two different investigative reporters in Tennessee. It seems as though they're starting now to peel back the layers of the onion. Channel 4 did an investigative report. It was called The I-Team, and it was by a Jeremy Finley, F-I-N-L-E-Y. This was a report from April of last year, 2014, in which he found that reports of prisoners being assaulted or perhaps prisoners assaulting wardens or deputy wardens or any other kind of corrections officers were being expunged, deleted, changed, disappeared, so any combination of those things. And through that, I did a little investigation of my own on another prisoner whose case I'm covering out of Madison County, Tennessee. He also has been railroaded. He's a young man, and he's been very badly injured in prison. There's no record of the assault that was done to him by two corrections officers who were brothers. The state is covering it up, and Derek Schofield, the commissioner of the Tennessee Department of Corrections, refuses to get back to me on this. I've written him a formal letter and said, why is there no record of this assault?
Sharon, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, we're talking about corruption, and Sharon Rondo's with us. Sharon, there's a little city in Christian County. That's where that corrupt former sheriff, Joey Kyle, was sheriff. And this little city is about 1.25 square miles. 1.25 square miles. It's like four times the size of my farm. It's a tiny place. 1,756 people live there as of the 2010 census. I was at an alderman's meeting with several of our, about 25 of us from USA for Paris, because we were outraged at one of our instructors and students was tased. His name is Bob Estep. He was tased. He's 68 years old. He's a farmer. So this cop pulls him over at night, around a little after 9 o'clock at night. So Bob Estep is pulled over, and the bright lights are on Bob Estep from behind this patrol car. Bob Estep's waiting. He's waiting. He's wondering, what in the heck's going on? Now, Bob Estep is from Sparta, Missouri. Everybody knows him. He owns a lot of farmland there. Everybody knows who Bob Estep is in this town of 1,756 people. Well, by the way, Sparta's a toll booth. They write about 170 traffic citations per month. How do you write 170 traffic citations per month in a little city of 1.25 square miles? Well, that's what they do. That's their revenue stream for Sparta. Well, so this cop, Andrew Spencer, this young thug cop, pulls over Bob Estep. Bob Estep is waiting in his car. Bright lights on him. Nothing's happening. So he calls 911 to find out what's going on. Calls 911 from his cell phone. Next thing he knows, this cop opens Bob Estep's door and tases him right in his car. So I called for the arrest of this young thug cop, Andrew Spencer, a cop in Sparta City, Missouri. I called for the sheriff, Joey Kyle, to arrest him for violating his civil rights. Nothing happens. I get a little bit of heat from my friends who say, let the system work. And I got so many phone calls saying, you know, the system, let the system work. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? This guy almost dies. He's paralyzed in his vehicle from being tased. This thug cop threatens to tase him again if he doesn't get out of his car. Bob Estep can't move. He's almost 70 years old. Beaten up with this taser. Lightning on a stick. And the thug cop isn't arrested. Joey Kyle, the sheriff of the county, has his deputies go investigate. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. And I had to ask many times on the air, why? Well, Joey Kyle is going to prison for a year and a day for corruption, stealing from his friends and family and neighbors. He's the guy that has an MRAP. Machine guns. This is Joey Kyle. The whole point, class, is there's nobody to call. Who are you going to call? You going to call 911? Come on. That's why we need to be armed. Every one of us. Every one of us needs to be armed to protect ourselves, our friends, our family. This is out of control. As a matter of fact, I am for gun confiscation. The Blue Plague needs to have all their guns confiscated. All of them. Because I don't trust a single one of them. Sharon?
Yes, it goes to explain why this thuggery has not stopped. And why, actually, there is so much distrust in Tennessee between the people and the police. I have a police officer who's in my list of Tennessee court victims, if you will. He's a former Tennessee police officer. He left the state a couple of years ago. I interviewed him. It's a very interesting interview that he gave me. And he had some very, I think, astounding revelations that he made. I just published it on Saturday, I believe. And he said the relationship between the people of Tennessee and the cops who are supposed to be serving them, helping them, is very bad. He said these people just would rather handle it themselves. And you can understand that. given what's going on. And this also brings to mind that in the case against Commander Fitzpatrick, who is sitting in a state of Tennessee prison right now as an innocent man, convicted of aggravated perjury and extortion for bringing written evidence of government corruption to the McMinn County jury. He has been tasered. His left ear was almost ripped off. This was some years ago in Monroe County. But after he moved to McMinn County and this happened, we found that, well, isn't it interesting that McMinn County was given, I believe it was 127 used assault weapons from the Department of Homeland Security, and they accepted them. They said, oh, yes, we'll keep them. We'll have a use for them, maybe not right away. Little McMinn County in southeastern Tennessee, what do they need 127 assault rifles for? But this is what they do. They intimidate, and if you don't do what they say right then they start tasering you. I could tell some other horror stories, but there are many, many, many of them, but this is consistent with what we've seen in Tennessee.
We had our expo, two of our expos at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds just outside of Springfield, Missouri. And it's a city-county-owned property. And there was another event there, one of their fairs. And there was this woman, kind of a tall woman, behind the booth. And she was in a green uniform. And she was representing the court system in the county. And I, you know, there was no one there. And I walked up to her and I said, wow, what's that? And she said, oh, you know, those are my handcuffs. And I'm paraphrasing. And what's that? That's my taser. So what do you use that for? And she said, well, you know, if I shoot somebody, you know, it'll paralyze them. And I said, does it make them wet their pants? And she said, sometimes. I said, well, that sounds kind of messy. And I said, you know, what's that? That's my baton. And what's that? That's my microphone. And what's that? That's my two-way radio. What are those? Those are my magazines. You know, how many cartridges are in there? Oh, 18. Wow. And what's that? Oh, that's my handgun. That's my gun. Is that loaded? Yeah. So I went through this whole list that, you know, are you wearing body armor? Yeah. So I went through this whole list about all these weapons that she had. She was ready for, you know, a small war all by herself. And after I got done asking her all these questions about all the stuff that we bought for her, she works for the court. Okay? She's not in combat, you know, in a war, but she is ready for war with us, we the villagers. So I asked her, my last question was, I said, have you ever helped anyone change their flat tire? She looked at me like she was furious with me by that point. Because I was pointing out all the stuff that she had to kill us, wound us, apprehend us, torture us, bring us to a near-death experience, lightning on a stick. And when I asked her if she ever helped anybody change their tire, the answer was no. Neil in California, you're on the air with Sharon Rondeau and me, Vin Finelli. Welcome. Oh, sorry. He was just listening. You know, we've been having some problems with our listen line. I think there are so many people listening on the listen line that we have overloaded it. So let me give you both of those numbers. 605-562-4080. 605-562-4080. And then 605-562-7727. 605-562-7727. You can go to YouTube and you can listen to the broadcast on YouTube as well. You can go to GCN, listen to it as well. We're on 11 p.m. to 1 at night on Republic Broadcasting. We're on Liberty News Radio as well. And we're available on satellite, Galaxy 19 and Hotbird 13B. Over Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East, as well as AM and FM radio stations. Sharon, what's next?
Well, I think we the people have to decide that enough is enough. Hmm. And speaking specifically of Tennessee, it's not going to be enough for them to say, this didn't happen to me. If I keep my nose clean and stay out of the courtroom and stay away from the police and don't call attention to myself or my family, I'll be okay. It's okay that they did it to Mike Parsons or Commander Fitzpatrick or Timothy Aaron Baxter or George Rodenbush. It's okay they did it to them because we know what Pastor Martin Niemöller said, who was thrown in prison by the Nazis. We know about his poem, or we all should. He said, well, you know, I wasn't a socialist. They weren't coming for the socialists, so I didn't worry about it. I wasn't a trade unionist. I wasn't this. I wasn't a Catholic. But you know what? Eventually, they came for all of them, and they sent them away to concentration camps, and they killed millions. And people are dying, as you said, people are dying in jails. There have been unexplained jails in Tennessee, or unexplained circumstances where people have died in jails in Tennessee, and many other strange occurrences. And these things are just being swept under the rug. As I mentioned in the last segment, the TDOC commissioner, Derek Schofield is his name, supposedly with wonderful experience out of the state of Georgia, will not even answer my letter as to why someone who was attacked by two corrections officers, badly hurt, his elbow was broken, his shoulder was badly injured, he was banged on the back of the head with a radio and has hearing problems now, as does, by the way, Mike Parsons. He lost half of his hearing while he was incarcerated. I want to know why nothing's being done. And I want to know why the people of Tennessee cannot stand up and say, we've had enough.
Hold that thought. We're in a commercial break.
We use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. and thank you for being in class today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
This can be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
We've been talking about state-sponsored corruption with Sharon Rondo. And class, I believe this is the first time that I've had a new instructor on for 2 hours, right out of the gate. And that's because this topic is so important. And Sharon's going to be back again and again. Her website is thepostemail.com. Thepostemail.com. Steve, you're on with Sharon and me. Welcome.
Thanks, Vincent. I'll be quick. I know you're getting short of time as I listen. And I just found out through you about this incident with Tim Starks, which brings to mind, like I said, no one's talked about it. What was the probable cause in him being stopped? And the reason I bring this up, yeah, if you're driving 20 miles over the speed limit or recklessly, yeah, they're going to have you. But there's so many times to where they just stop people, and you say, well, I use my turn signal or whatever. No, you didn't. And you wonder, well, why did he stop me? What they're looking for is something to steal and something to charge you with. I've talked to attorneys about this, and they said, well, did you get a ticket? And I said, no. He said, well, then nothing happened. I said, no, it's not that nothing happened. This was an attempted shakedown. And people are not looking at it this way, that these are attempted highway robberies. And the towns and the cities are involved in this. They're there for revenue raising and to harass people. And the people are not going up the chain of the food chain here high enough to understand that these towns and cities, they're hiring these people to do this. So I just wanted to make that point, and I'll get off because the lady's very interesting, and everyone needs to be aware of this and to stand up. Thank you.
Steve, hold on just 1 second, please. Don't okay. Go away. I don't know if you heard, but I was talking about you. I recognize your voice, of course. This is the voice of Steve Engel. He's the man that I said was beat up in the threshold of his own home, gun pointed at his face from a couple of cops from Hayes, Kansas. Steve, is that accurate?
Yes, and the thing, and the other thing is, as with Tim Starks, and you know, I'll just let everybody know. I know Tim Starks, and you know that. And when someone puts a gun in your face, they are threatening to kill you. Now, this is unacceptable. Everybody needs to go watch Schindler's List. This is 1930s Nazi Germany. And even after the war, you got 70 million Germans saying, well, we didn't know what was going on. Baloney. Here we are. I hope we're better people from the history and the experience that we're going to do something about this and stop this.
Steve, you said something like this is a shakedown by these cops. And, you know, for anyone new listening, for someone new to alternative media, it might sound like Steve has lost his mind. No, these are good people. No, this is a shakedown. This is like this little toll booth called Sparta, Missouri. Don't go to Sparta. Let me say it a different way. Don't go to Sparta. Starve the beast. If you starve Sparta, if you don't go to Sparta, you can't get a ticket. And until the villagers have had enough with us not buying their goods and services by not going to Sparta, they will have had enough and they will shut down the toll booth. And then Sparta can flourish again. But until that point, I'm not going to Sparta. Now, this is the first time I've said, don't go to Sparta. I said before, I'm not going to Sparta. I'm now saying, don't anyone else go to Sparta. And I'm serious. And that's the problem, because we have allowed these thugs to shake us down. Steve Engel, you are absolutely right.
Well, and Vincent, I've supported police for more than half my life, supported government. I'm in weekly conversations with my own state representative. People want to say, well, you're anti-police, anti-government. Baloney. I'm anti-corrupt government. I'm anti-corrupt criminal police. These are not the men that we had as policemen 40 years ago. They're not men. They're scared little boys with guns.
There you go. Steve Engel, thanks so much for being with us. Sharon, you know, we got to do this again and again and again. So I would consider this 101. We're going to do 102, 103, 104. Sharon, thanks so much for being with us. ThePostEmail.com. ThePostEmail.com. And if you wonder where Mike Parsons is, well, he's regaining his strength after 15, 16 months being starved. Denied nutrition and mental and physical abuse. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.